The New Jersey chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union is making available a smartphone application that allows people to secretly record encounters with police. The application, or app, is similar to one released by the New York Civil Liberties Union as part of an effort to challenge the NYPD's controversial stop-and-frisk practices. Alexander Shalom is policy counsel with the ACLU of New Jersey. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.
For some time now, we've made available on Android, and we've recently just made available on iPhones what we're calling the Police Tape app. And Police Tape does a couple things. The first thing it does is it informs citizens of their rights when they're interacting with the police. So it lets them know what their rights are, whether they're interacting with the police in their home, in their car, on the street, or even when they're being placed under arrest. But that's the less technologically impressive thing. The other thing that it does is it allows you to record the police and do so surreptitiously. So with the iPhone version, you can audio record. With the Android version, you can either audio or video record the police. And you can do it in such a way that the police don't necessarily know that you're taping them. They might. But the other thing that it does is it allows you to upload that recording directly to us at the ACLU so we can review it to see if there have been violations of your civil rights.
I see. Now, when you released the first, version, you would call it, of this in July, since then, have you had any feedback on whether people are using it and how effectively, if they are using it?
Well, we've had over 35,000 people download the app, which is a lot, and we've gotten a handful of, we've gotten many recordings, we've gotten a handful of them that actually address police conduct. Most people, so far, are just testing out the recordings. The interesting thing about this app is that really what it does is it serves as a deterrent. Sure, there may be times where people will actually record police misconduct, but what we hope is that the awareness among police officers that this is out there and that people have downloaded it will lead them to comport their behavior in such a way that we don't need to record misconduct because there's less misconduct happening.
Now, is there any issue about whether or not people can do this legally while a police officer is making an arrest? Is it legal to tape a police officer?
In New Jersey, yes. In other places, it depends. Different states have different laws about wiretapping, about recording people. In New Jersey, the basic position is that when a police officer is in public, he doesn't have an expectation of privacy. Now, that doesn't mean that a police officer is not without recourse to prevent you from interfering with his or her investigation. Of course, you still can't cross a police line, you still can't trespass, but having a recording device, while it doesn't provide you extra rights, it doesn't strip you of rights you already have. So if you have a right to observe the conduct of the police officer, you also have a right to record the conduct of the police officer. But again, that's New Jersey specific.
And the app you're offering here is for New Jersey?
It's for New Jersey. Theoretically, it can be used elsewhere, but we can only kind of vouch for its legality in New Jersey. And that's why we, and also the Know Your Rights section, which informs people of their rights when they're interacting with the police, that's your rights in New Jersey. That varies from state to state.
Now, when there was a similar offering here in New York City with a New York Civil Liberties Union offered a similar app in the last year or so, there was some concern raised about what often happens in police encounters where the police officer might say that someone was reaching in a pocket or reaching in their waistband for a telephone, but they mistake it for, or they construe this as a threat, thinking that it might be a weapon. Is that an issue that has come up or something you're concerned about?
It hasn't come up, but of course it's something we're concerned about. We all remember too well when Amadou Diallo was reaching for his wallet and wound up dead on the streets of New York. So with both our app and with the NYCLU's Stop and Frisk app, what we want people to do is use their common sense. There are times where it's appropriate to record a police interaction, and there's times where it's appropriate to protect yourself, and we want you to be able to do both. And so when police jump out at you, guns a-blazing, is not the right time to pull out your phone and start taping. But if you can do so in a way that allows you to stay safe and a way that increases police accountability, that's when we think the app is most appropriately used. So we just want people to be mindful of their circumstances when they're using the application.
The fact that you're having to offer an app to help people document what happens during a police stop, what does that say about police community relations in general?
I think you can read a lot of things into it, but throughout our history, we've often seen serious changes in the way police departments operate because of images that have been captured on film. So we all remember, you know, when Bull Connor turned fire hoses and police dogs on peaceful protesters, and we all remember when the LAPD beat Rodney King. And those brought about serious changes to both departments, but those were recorded kind of by happenstance in Alabama because there happened to be press there, and in LA because a neighbor happened to pull out a video camera. Now that so many people have smartphones and the ability to videotape, we can really increase this as an accountability tool. But when you ask about how, you know, police community relations, what we hope is that we're going to see the same thing with this app that we've seen with dashboard cameras, these onboard cameras in police cars that police officers were initially very skeptical of. They didn't want to be, you know, videotaped at all times. But now they see it as a win-win for accountability. Police officers now think, I want to be in a police car that videotapes me because it ensures that I behave well, and it ensures that I won't have, you know, false charges levied against me by a citizen. And I think citizens see it the same way. It ensures that that kind of truth will prevail, and that's what we hope this this app will allow to happen.
And people who might want to get this app, how do they do that?
They can get it from the iTunes store. They can get it from the comparable store on Android. But they can also go to our website, which is www.aclu-nj.org/app. www.aclu-nj.org/app. And the app is completely free in any of those three places.
Alexander Shalom is with the New Jersey chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. He was interviewed by WBAI's Jose Santiago.